Is this on the radar of the advocacy groups?
I think it's getting there, yeah.
So, in fact, I alluded to this earlier, but NCCN has a process set up, but I'm more excited about the ASCO cap because it's cap that's going to drive this. ASCO is going to drive this by virtue of the oncologist, I think, saying we want this done and we want it done right. But the fact is, most oncologists don't know the ins and outs of the actual assays. CAP does have this. CAP has traditionally avoided any sort of regulatory role for a variety of reasons politically, but they've begun to accept the fact they need to do this. They have started voluntary proficiency testing, and I hope that they will accept that it needs to be more than voluntary in the near future. And if that's the case, we can address all of these assays. So I believe the wheels are rolling, but we need everybody's support to make that roll.
The advocates are involved. The Komen Foundation has spent the last year doing a lot of research, talking with many people about the whole pathology issue, not just about ER and PR and HER2. And they have put a report together, and they are moving forward with that. And I think that's going to be an important initiative as the CAP-ASCO Alliance.
And they have a seat at the table, by the way.
Hal?
I think just to underscore what others have said, as soon as we move to this era where we really are treating tumors based on what we think is a better sense of their biology, it turns out that pathology, as we've traditionally practiced it in the U.S., is grotesquely inadequate. It's not unique to breast cancer. It's probably true for a variety of diseases. And it's not the fault of the pathologists. They've done what we've always asked them to do. But it has taken some of these newer innovations, and it really is the HER2 thing, which has driven now retrospective looks at the ER, again, something Kent's been talking about for decades, of course, but it wasn't something people were paying attention to until the trastuzumab data came out. I'm impressed that the new technology has pushed this onto the agenda in a way that underscores the deficiency. So what needs to happen now is the same thing in lymphoma and the same thing in leukemia and the same thing in sarcoma and a variety of other situations.